Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is December 30th, 1954, almost 1955. It's what? There's no way we got another episode, so the next episode next week will actually be from 1955. Today's episode's name is Capture of Billy Vacca. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Barrero.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Capture of Billy Vacca. High on the infamous list of Western criminals is the name of Billy Vacca, bank robber and killer. Billy Vacca was deadly. Human life meant nothing to him. He would kill a man as quickly as he'd look at him. And he swore the law would never take him alive. As our story, riding at the head of his gang down the single broad street of the thriving frontier town of Conejo Flats, it is high noon. Most of the townspeople are indoors, browsing in the heat. The riders draw rein in front of the bank.
Wills, you and Sanchez come with me.
All right, Billy.
The rest of you hombres stand guard out here. Watch the sheriff's office across the street there. Slip them handkerchiefs up over your faces. Now, come on. This is a holdup. Get your hands up in the air. You, cashier, dump the money out of that cash drawer. Quick.
Nothing doing.
Nothing doing, huh? All right, see how you're like this.
Oh. Hey, what's on here?
Stand back against the wall, you.
Why?
Wells, get in there and get that money.
Right.
Hey, that safe's open. Sanchez, clean that out. Hustle.
Yeah.
You're not going to get away with this, hombre.
Guess who's going to stop me? You sure ain't, Mr. Banker. And I've had enough of your lip.
Hey!
I've got a great mind to feel him pull a lead.
I got everything, Billy.
Leave him here. Then come on, let's get out of here.
Looks like a good haul this time.
Blasted bandits.
Sheriff! Sheriff!
Sheriff!
Come on over here, over to the bank, quick!
All right. Whipping a man out of here
during
a day like this?
No need of it. Hey,
what's the matter?
What's the matter? My bank's just been robbed. The cashier's just been shot and killed. And you sleep through it, Sheriff.
Well, I
couldn't help that. Maybe because the shock woke me up.
Why?
Oh, this is bad. Bad.
Three men came in here, Sheriff. They had kerchiefs over the lower part of their faces.
Well, that don't tell me nothing. What other clues you got, Nelson?
Oh, I don't know. It happened so sudden.
I can't do anything without clues, bless it all. You was right here. You should have noticed more than that. I gotta know what to look for.
I can't think now, Sheriff. Tend to the cashier. I gotta go get my head bandaged.
I can't find these killers without clues.
Oh, clues. Maybe you can't, but I know a man that can. And I'm gonna get him here. And I mean right away, too.
No, Pancho. You will never learn to shoot by closing your eyes just as you pull the trigger.
Nah, Pancho not never learn to shoot. No, how, Cisco. Pancho like the bull with belly is the gun. It's quite a piece of cactus, Cisco. You see? Pancho good with the bull whip.
Yeah, amigo, you are very good with the bull whip. But you should also know how to shoot.
Pancho rather watch Cisco shoot. Here, Pancho throw a piece of adobe up in the air.
Very well, Chico. Throw the adobe.
Now. Bueno, Cisco, bueno. Bust the adobe to little pieces.
Well, you could do the same thing with practice, Pancho. And if you kept your eyes open.
Yeah, put your guns in the holster, Cisco.
What for? I want to do a little more practicing with these guns.
Pancho, throw 4 pieces of adobe. Cisco, throw the guns and break all 4, no?
Oh, come now, Chico. That is asking too much.
Pancho, see if you do it once, Cisco. Pancho, see if you do it again.
Oh, all right. I will try it. But I will promise you nothing. Yeah, my guns in the holster. Throw the piece of adobe.
Cisco, ready?
Yeah.
Now! You do it, Cisco! You bust all 4!
Oh, I was lucky that time, amigo. Well, I will load my guns again.
Look, Cisco. Oh, right, of course.
It's a great hurry, too, I would say.
You got the bandage on the head, too.
Hey. Oh, Senor Nelson, the banker.
Well, do you, Senor Nelson, the banker?
You are hurt, Senor.
A blow on the head. Rode out here to your camp, Cisco, because I need your help.
Well, you once did Pancho me a favor, senor. If we can return the favor, we'll be happy.
My bank was robbed this noon by a band of mounted men. They got away with about $10,000. $2,000 of it in new bills.
I'm sorry to hear that, senor.
Yes, too bad.
I need your help in getting it back and rounding up them bandits.
Cisco, get them for you, senor.
Wait a minute, Pancho.
Wait a minute, Pancho.
What about the sheriff? Does he know about this?
Yeah, he knows it, Cisco, but... Well, the whole thing's this. The sheriff's a brave man, and he's an honest man, but doggone it, he expects everybody to furnish him with clues, and I can't.
Well, I'd be glad to help you if the sheriff does not mind, senor.
Oh, he won't mind. I'll fix it with him. He's got so sweet on Mabel Allen in the cafe that he's just going to have to hang around there all the time anyway.
Very well, then. Were those new bills marked, senor?
No, but I'll bet they're the first ones in this part of the country.
So if they show up anywhere, it is safe to assume they are part of the stolen money.
Exactly.
Can you give me any description at all of the bandidos?
No, not to be sure. Hey, come to think of it, I heard the leader of them call one by the name of Wells.
Wells, Pancho, that might be that bandido Corbin Wells.
Pancho, just think that too, Cisco. But Corbin Wells ride with Billy Vaca.
See, and the last I heard, Billy Vaca was to the east of here. However, that was some time ago. He may have ridden west to look for new fields. And if it should be Billy Vaca...
Well?
He will celebrate that bank robbery.
Only one place to celebrate, Cisco.
See, at the cafe in Conejo Flats, Mr. Nelson. You'll be at the cafe tonight. Pancho and I will also be there. If you see any of those new bills used, let us know.
I'll be there, Cisco.
One more thing. Okay. Wear your gun, senor. For this Billy Vaca and all his hombres are as dangerous as so many rattlers.
Sure was a nice haul we made, Billy.
Yeah. And tonight we're going to spend some of it. We're going to have us a good time, Wells. And maybe we'll even take that cafe to pieces.
Hey, ought to be some other good hauls out in this country.
Yeah, and just made for us. By the time I get through out here, people are going to run into their houses whenever they hear the name Billy Vaca.
Sure, Billy. I can see him running now.
Hey, there's a couple of hombres riding there ahead of us. They're going the same way, huh? Riding to town, most likely. Right now's a good time to start in showing people who's the boss around here.
Get out.
Get out of the trail, you buzzards.
What did you say, hombre?
I said get out of the trail, and that's what I meant.
We'll give you half the trail, hombre. No more. Come on, Evan.
No, go. Half the trail.
Now, ride fast if you wish.
Pretty independent, ain't you?
As far as you are concerned, see, I am.
Go on, teach him a lesson, Billy.
Yeah, go on.
That's just what I'm going to do with these guns.
Oh!
He's going to do that every time, hombre.
Nate, what a draw. Drop the gun right out of your hand, Billy.
Now listen to me, hombres. If any of the rest of you draw, I may do more than just shoot the gun out of your hand. Pick up your gun, you. Pick it up.
One of you hombres get it for me.
I said you, hombre. Get down off that horse.
Well, you got the drop. Yeah. All right. But the next time we meet, you better keep your back to the wall. Get out!
Well, Pancho, that was Billy Vaca.
You know Billy Vaca, Cisco?
I know who he is. A long time ago, I saw him in Aberdeen.
He knows you, Cisco?
No, as far as I know, he does not.
He does not.
I'm sorry we had this meeting with him, Pancho. We'll make far more trouble at the cafe.
Yes.
But it could not be helped. Come, let us go.
Up, Diablo.
Go, 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 go.
Sheriff.
Evening, Miss Hill. Guess I'll have steak and potatoes.
No. Hunt the leather and mount a spud. You caught those bank robbers yet, Sheriff?
Nope. Ain't no sense looking for what you don't know.
Then why don't you get busy and find out?
As soon as Nelson gives me more clues, I'll get busy.
Well, here he is right now. Evening, Mr. Nelson.
Evening, Miss Mabel.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy.
You're just the man I'm looking for.
Sit down.
Now, the Cisco Kid and his partner are riding in here tonight.
Who? Cisco?
He's coming here to my cafe?
He sure is, Miss Mabel.
What's the idea?
The idea is, Sheriff, I want to get my money back if there's any chance. You ain't doing anything about it. So I went out and got somebody who will.
They say that Cisco Kid's awful handsome.
Is that all right with you, Sheriff?
No, it ain't all right with me. I'm elected to preserve law and order in this county, and I'll preserve law and order myself. Without help from the Cisco Kid or anybody else.
Well, then get going after those bandits.
Give me some clues.
Oh, great Scott.
Well, the sheriff don't really mind, Mr. Nelson. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm thrilled that Cisco's coming here.
Nelson, you had no right to call Cisco in on this.
Well, don't forget this, Sheriff. Could be that you might need some help. Now, I ain't questioning your courage, but... Hey, wait a minute.
What's this outfit?
Come on, boys.
You hombres, get up from these tables. We want them.
We're not here.
Come on, get up.
Hey.
Get up, I said. Next time, I'll gun you down.
Just a minute, hombre. Who in the blue blazer do you think you are?
Well, if it ain't the sheriff. Yeah.
Either you hombres quiet down or get out of here.
Get out of here, he's saying.
Talk him out, boys. We don't need him.
Wait a minute. Here, let's go, you bastard. Let's
get out of here, you wall-eyed pike.
Let's go.
Out the door with him.
Out onto the road, boys.
One.
Two. Three.
Hey, now shut the door. We own this cafe tonight, and don't anybody get in our way. Come on, service here. And make it fast.
Well, what is this? Someone picking himself up out of the road.
He's been sitting down, Cisco.
Santos, it is the sheriff.
That's right, Cisco. It's the sheriff. Get out of my way. I'm going back into that cafe.
Well, what is the matter, sheriff?
That gang of hoodlums threw me out, and I'm going to arrest a bunch of them.
Santos, Cisco, he's not going to arrest the whole Billy Baca gang.
Sheriff, will you listen to me?
No, I won't listen to you, Cisco, of all people. And you keep out of my way, cool.
But, right? Sheriff, I want to tell you of a plan I have. If you go in there, it may spoil everything.
I don't give a hoot. Nobody caught me out of a cafe.
What do we do now, Cisco?
There is nothing to do but follow him, Pancho. Come on.
You, Henry, get your hands up and get him up quick.
Careful now, Sheriff.
Get ready for trouble, Pancho.
Easy.
I hope you are satisfied with what you have done, Sheriff. All right, only if you want to fight.
Oh, Cisco! Cisco! What are you, Cisco? I see you!
And so Cisco and Pancho walk into trouble with a capital T. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Capture of Billy Vacca. When Banker Nelson sought the help of Cisco and Pancho in bringing to justice the gang that had robbed his bank and shot his cashier, the sheriff objected strenuously. But Nelson assured Cisco that he would pacify the sheriff. And so our friends rode to the cafe that night, acting on the theory that the bandits would celebrate. They arrived just in time to see the sheriff pick himself up out of the road where he'd been thrown by Billy Vacca's men. Raging mad and against Cisco's advice, the sheriff charged into the cafe. A terrific fight ensued after someone shot out the lights, during which Cisco and Pancho were knocked out. Now...
Come on, boys! Let's go!
Oh, good heavens, the whole place is wrecked! Somebody light a lamp. Here, I will.
Oh, poor Pancho's head. Cisco,
by... Dear me, Garcia. Madre mia, I feel as if I'd been run over by a stampede.
Oh, you poor things, you poor things.
They ain't any worse off than I am, Mabel.
No, we are not hurt, senorita. Grass is just the same. Yeah, let me get to my feet. Here, Pancho, I'll help you up. There. Well, see, Sheriff, you accomplished exactly nothing by rushing in here. I am not as yet certain they were the bank robbers. But we would have found out very shortly.
Well, I did find out, Cisco. Just before you came in, I saw that leader there pull out some of them new bills.
Why didn't you tell me nothing?
This is the first chance I've had to tell anybody.
Who is that gang?
That sheriff is the Billy Vaca gang.
Who?
Billy Vaca?
Say, one of the worst bandidos in the whole country. And you come charging in here to put him under arrest with his whole gang on his back. It's a wonder you are not shot and killed.
No wonder we're not all shot and killed, no?
Hold on a moment. That hombre lying over there behind that table.
What's his name?
One of Billy Vaca's riders.
Hmm?
I recall his face from our meeting the gang, Pancho.
He's dead, Cisco?
No, he's not dead.
Not dead.
Did he knocked out in the fighting?
You don't think Jeff Vaca'd go leave him?
Those hombres probably left in such a hurry they did not notice the absence of this one.
Well, by thunder, I got one of them anyway. I'll take him over to jail and lock him up. Then I'll get a posse and start out.
Now you're talking, Sheriff.
If I may disagree, Senor Sheriff, I would advise you to get your posse and keep it right at the jail.
Keep it at the jail?
See, because when Billy Vaca finds out that you have one of his men locked up, he's coming back after him. Make no mistake about that.
Well, yes, I know how to run my own business. You keep him out, Francisco. I'll run you in, too.
Hey, Debbie! Debbie! Give me a hand to get this coyote over to jail.
Madre mia, why will he not listen to reason? Those bandidos will burn his jail if he's not there to protect it. Senor Nelson.
Yes, Cisco?
See if you can get a few men together to help us. We will do our best to protect that jail while the sheriff and his posse are out chasing shadows.
Ho, 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 ho. That you, Wells?
Yeah.
What's the story? Did you locate Anson?
Yeah, I did, Billy. Sheriff threw him in jail.
Oh, he did, huh? Well, by thunder, no rider of mine stays in any jail. Get the boys together, Wells, and we'll ride back in and get him out right now.
All right.
And I'm just hoping that Cisco kid's around so I can get a crack at him, too.
Well, no luck, Cisco.
Do you mean to say, Senor Nelson, that no man in this town would help defend the jail?
Well, most of the able-bodied men joined the sheriff's posse and rode out with him. The rest of the men I talked to... Well, we said they'd rather stay home.
Fine, you not blame them too much, Cisco.
The name of Billy Vaca has filled them with fear. Very well. We'll do what we can.
Yeah, but now, look, Cisco, staying here and defending this jail ain't getting that gang of bank robbers.
Are you quite sure of that, senor?
Bank robbers come here to us now, senor.
See, of course they will. And any moment now.
Well, maybe, but three of us against a gang like
if
that...
If you would rather not stay, Senor Nelson, you are welcome to leave.
Say,
bueno.
What about that prisoner? Did he confess to the robbery?
I do not think he did, senor, although the sheriff questioned him. Most of those hombres will say nothing.
Here comes riders, Cisco.
Yeah, see, si, maybe the banderos. Senor Nelson, you get over at that side of the jail. Pancho, si. Over that side.
All right, boys, we're going here.
Father Amaya, now what does that mean?
Hombres not come here, Cisco. They stop.
Yeah, over by the cafe.
That may be a trick to draw us away from this jail. For the time being, we will stay right here.
What do we do, sister? What do we do, Hank? What do we do?
Ah, Madre Mia, we cannot let those coyotes ruin the senorita's cafe. Trick or no trick, we will go. Come on, Pancho.
Sí.
As you wish, senor.
Cisco!
Sí, senorita!
Pancho, sí. Those hombres are worse than coyotes, making war on a woman. Come, we will go in the back door of the cafe.
Here, Cisco. I'll keep him here. You go on to the jail.
Hey, don't kill Cisco. All right. I
want to
do that,
Colonel.
There'll
be no killing
of
Cisco,
hombre. Hey, Pancho, take
him, hombre,
Cisco.
Then, by thunder, I can swing the chair, my heart.
Oh, you are going to keep me here, are you, hombre? We'll see how much luck you have.
Oh, why don't you get Cisco from behind there?
Oh, gracias for the warning, hombre. And this will take care of you. Now, back to you.
You hit Pancho, senorita. Hit Pancho to the flea-bitten walrus.
Just about one more good punch will do for you. One like this.
Cisco! Cisco! One of the hombres going to the jail, no?
Si, Pancho. Senorita, can you tie up these three hombres?
Oh, you bet I can, Cisco. Oh, ain't you wonderful, though?
Tie them so they cannot get away. Come on, Pancho.
Yeah. I'll come fight with you later, Cisco. I can fight most as good as a man.
Hey, Cisco! I can't hold them out much longer. There's too many of them.
Get that sheriff in the posse, Cisco.
Never mind them, Pancho. We have our work cut out for us here.
He's in after we are coming.
Now the hombre is through the door, Cisco.
Here, we will do a little shooting ourselves, Pancho.
Pancho, keep Pancho's eyes open this time.
See you, Nelson. Are you all right?
Yep, I'm hiding behind this woodpile. Just so a couple of them hombres went into the jail.
Come on, Pancho. We are going in there, too.
All right, boys. Let Anson out of that cell. Smash them cell bars. Hey, it's the Cisco kid.
See, hombre, this is just the place to find you. In this jail. And you are going to stay right in here.
Get him, boys. Get him.
Pancho, take one of the boys, Cisco, like this. Well, how'd you know Pancho hit him?
Good work, Pancho. I will take the other wood. Now, Billy Baca, you and I will settle this between us.
I'll settle it with this knife.
No, you will not.
Well, Cisco, hit him again. One more punch, pick him.
As you say, Pancho, it's...
Hold it up, boys. I'm going in. What's going on in here?
What does it look like, Sir Sheriff?
A quiet little game of checkers, no?
Oh, so you're back, Sheriff.
Say, you better lock up these prisoners, Senor Sheriff.
You got Parker, huh?
Yeah, there's some more over in the cafe. Ain't you ashamed of yourself, Sheriff? Riding away and leaving the town undefended.
Oh, but the sheriff did what he thought was right, Senorita. He went out to hunt down Billy Baca.
In the dark night.
No, I ain't ashamed, Mimo. I ain't so sure but what I ought to lock up this Cisco kid. Hanging around here just to make eyes.
Oh, so that is it. Well, have no fear, Sheriff. Pancho and I are riding away from here in the morning.
Yeah, but just the same.
You lock him up and I'll never speak to you again, Sheriff. Now go on. Take your choice.
Well, go on. Get out of here, Cisco. Go on. Get out of here. Well, I'm still in a good mood.
A good mood, he says.
Don't you hate to see him in a bad mood, no? Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
Daniel Nelson get most of the band's money back, no?
Si, he did. One of the captured bandidos told where their camp was.
And the sheriff searched the camp.
See, found the rest of the money.
That made the sheriff feel better, Cisco.
It made him feel a lot better, Chico. But the sheriff was all right. At least he had plenty of courage.
Yeah, plenty of courage. He not like Porfirio's cat.
Not like Porfirio's cat?
Porfirio's cat not got the courage.
Well, what did Porfirio's cat got to do with the sheriff, Pancho?
He got nothing to do with the sheriff, Cisco. But the sheriff got the courage, and the cat not got the courage, though. Pancho, think of the cat.
I see. Very well, then. Go on, tell me about Porfirio's cat.
Boy, he just hang around Porfirio's store.
He hangs around the store, eh?
He hang around the store.
He's a pet, I suppose.
Not much of a pet, Cisco.
Well, what does Porfirio call the cat?
Porfirio find out the cat got no courage, he calls the cat Hardware.
He calls the cat Hardware?
He calls the cat Hardware.
But why does Porfirio call the cat Hardware?
Because every time the cat sees Porfirio,
see?
He make a bolt for the door.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Porfirio!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang. We'll be right back.
back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Why don't you send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.